Welcome back to Building the Bakken and Herd in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services about the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue coming up June 17th at 4 o'clock at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. And describe the event if somebody who's never been there before, if they're listening to this and think they might want to stop by. I believe it's at the Dickinson Rec Center.
Yes, correct. It's Friday, June 17th from 4 to 11 p.m. at the Dickinson. It's actually called the West River Ice Rink. But we are the same spot as last year in the parking lot, and hopefully we don't have to move inside with Mother Nature. So maybe she'll behave.
What's on tap this year? You mentioned last year there was a band. I remember some of the inflatable bounce houses and slides and even some face painting. What can people expect this year in terms of amenities and activities?
Our kitty corner this year is going to be phenomenal. We have ConocoPhillips and DSU that partnered together. They're going to have jumping castles, face paint, a photo booth, games, and fun prizes for the kids, as well as we have live music. And then we have alcoholic drinks from our Who's West.
Blue Ribbon Band, that was from your first year, correct?
Yes, they've been participating in the Bakken Barbecue every year, except last year. They couldn't participate last year, but luckily we got them back again this year. We just love them and think they're a great band, a local band, and, you know, they help us a lot by raising money. They really love Make-A-Wish as well, and it's fun because you can see the connection we both have for, you know, Make-A-Wish, and we want to just help, so that's why they're there, and they have a fun time with us, and we see what we can do for Make-A-Wish.
Not that you guys are employed by Make-A-Wish. You're doing this as a service event, a nonprofit service event. But is there anything that you can tell the audience about Make-A-Wish North Dakota and the sponsor that you guys, or the nonprofit that you guys are going to be supporting this year?
Well, Make-A-Wish North Dakota gives back to kids that are terminally ill kids that they basically qualify to get a wish. And when they qualify, they'll go visit these children, and the children specify what they want. A lot of them do Disneyland. They want to go see the characters, Mickey and Minnie, or the WWE, the tournament. A lot of kids want to go see that as well. So Make-A-Wish North Dakota makes that happen. I know last year we were able to donate $60,000, and we were able to help a couple kids locally, which is always a nice thing.
Are you guys looking for any sponsors, any more cooks, any companies? I know, you know, low oil prices, that's the first thing people want to know is how active is the energy companies now with the community? You know, you mentioned RSVP Angel Tree and Pick Up the Patch. They seem to be doing just fine with company involvement. Are you finding that true with the Bakken, or just, you know, kind of put that out there a little bit?
You know, we've definitely seen the struggle within the Bakken with the slowdown, but, you know, there's still companies that have to get out there and be part of the community and get involved with these nonprofit organizations and the events to help raise money for them. Tiffany and I are still looking for people to barbecue if there's anyone interested or volunteers, anyone that wants to help us make this event possible. They can contact Tiffany or myself. They can reach us at the office here in Belfield. The phone number is 701-575-8242.
How about any prizes or raffles or anything like that, door prizes that people might experience this year? I know in the past you guys have done something like that.
This year our prizes, we changed up our prize a little bit. Our grand prize is a $2,000 trip of your choice. Our second prize is club seat by the Denver Broncos Stadium. We have, you know, a couple cash prizes, a Traeger grill, Yeti cooler. So some pretty great prizes. Raffle tickets are $10 a piece. We also have a year membership to a beer and wine club. So that's kind of nice to be able to sample things throughout the year.
Any sort of flavor for what we can expect this year? I know in the past we've seen lobster and all kinds of different things on a grill. Has anybody disclosed any exotic foods this year? Or maybe if you want to talk about some of the past ones.
Well, the past couple years, we really see quite a bit of brisket, ribs, one of our favorites, Tiffany and I, there was fajitas one year, which were phenomenal. You know, we're not sure as far as what MBI is cooking or other teams are cooking. The other teams have kind of been secretive this year, and MBI is still undecided about what we're going to cook, and we're kind of looking for, or we're getting a different cook this year, so... Well, Tiffany and I will be surprised as well.
Internal competition. I know that the spectators and the attendees can come and win prizes and et cetera, but don't you guys usually have some sort of a trophy or prizes for the best Bach and barbecue cook, too?
Well, of course, you can't have a barbecue without the best barbecue trophy. That's the most fun of these events is the internal part. You know, all the companies, they love giving back, but it's also fun to have a little competition between the companies. What we did last year, then every company had to have their own judge. That way it was fair. Everyone got to judge everyone else's food. And at the end of the day, we had a first, second, and third place winner with the food. You know, we are just looking for volunteers and people to come have a good time. So come on out to the 4th Annual Boston Barbecue. This are on Friday, June 17th from 4 to 11 p.m.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services about the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids and Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Jeremy Vandershagen from Minnesota Limited.
Jeremy Vandershagen with Minnesota Limited.
So what is it you guys do in the Bakken?
Well, we do transmission service. We are aligned with Miller Pipeline. We are now a company called Enverge, and we do mainline integrity work and station work.
How long have you guys been doing business in the Bakken? Or better yet, when the Bakken boom was going on, did you guys have some clients? Or were you coming out to find clients? Just talk about your entry into the Bakken.
We actually, when the Bakken started, we came out with that, and our clients basically brought us out.
And do you still have clients out there today, or are you still trying to, or are you trying to find clients like a lot of people?
Our clients are still here, but we're always looking for more.
On a day-to-day basis, you guys are doing some pipeline service and some other work. Just kind of walk us through a day for you guys.
Well, basically it depends on the type of job we're doing. Normally with our clients, depending if it's station work or mainline, we'll go in and basically install the transmission service from the pipeline station itself. Mm-hmm. And then our sister company, Miller Pipeline, especially in the Indiana area, will come in and do distribution, and they'll actually deliver that to the homes.
Are you guys in any other shale plays or any other oil plays than the Bakken?
Nope. As of right now, no.
And do you guys work with many landowners?
Normally that's the client that takes care of that. Okay. But yeah, they do take care of a lot of the client issues or landowner issues.
Whenever I see pipeline, that seems to be a question to come out. How about technology and innovation? Has your guys' industry changed much with technology or innovation over the past 10 years?
Number one, the safety is a lot better. The coatings are a lot better. The technology has improved. It's still the safest way to transport petroleum and crude products. Mm-hmm. as opposed to other modes of transportation. So, yeah, it's come a long way, and it's a great industry.
And what else was there? What do you guys? What else you guys got going on? Well, I'll just let you decide what you want to say last. I like to give people the last word, so that way the question's not framed by me, and use it as a pitch or whatever you think. So, final words on you, sir.
Well, like I say, with Enverge, we're just happy to be out here and supply safe power for everybody, and we just assume that it's going to get better and better and safer, and keep everybody happy.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. Thank you.
To listen to the full-length interview with Jeremy Vandershagen, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue.